This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
Hi, this is Steve. Welcome to another exciting episode of Thriving Entrepreneur. I know that as you listen to this, you are finding yourself in a different stage and at a different level of thriving, both in your life and in your business. And I'm excited every chance I get an opportunity to sit here with you and share with you ways that you can thrive. Kathy and I want nothing more in life than to be able to help you thrive. WeHelpYouThrive.com is our domain name because it really truly does share what our heartbeat is. I am so blessed to have been able to be joined with thought leaders, folks like Lisa Nichols, Matthew Knowles, Aaron Walker, John Murphy, some really amazing people who you've had the ability to be able to learn from all of the things they've come through. I've also shared with you mentors of mine, folks like Ernie Villanueva and Dr. Donald Joy, who have been in my life literally for decades, pouring themselves graciously and with ease into my life to make me a better person. They've given freely, and I'm here to give you freely as much of the wonderful help, support, and advice that they've given me. And then there's a whole entire list of other names of people who, depending on what circle you're in, they may be as big of a name as any of the people I've mentioned in your life. Whether it be, like I was saying with Dr. Joy, people that have poured into your soul since you were little, or it be somebody that you just ran into last week, but that their words have helped shape and change who you are. And there have been others on the show that when you heard them here on the show, it was the first time you heard them. And I know that just like I've experienced when I've met the people, sometimes for the first time on the show, that you found yourself in a place where you had that aha moment, that, wow, I'm so glad I heard that instance during the time that they were here on the show. Now, you've heard Kathy and I talk a lot about you being the authority in your industry. I say to you all the time that you're uniquely brilliant, that you were created for a purpose, and that the world does need you. And as you know, Kathy and I are here to help you with that and to show how much we want to help. Today, I have the marvelous privilege of sharing a couple of ladies with you who are going to revolutionize your life and your business with the great words that are coming out of the thing that I'm so excited to announce, and that's their brand new books. You've heard us talk about you can be a best-selling author, but here are some people that I get to highlight today that are going to be best-selling authors within a week of the time that I'm talking to you right here now. On Monday, you're going to get to be able to get very specially that one day only at 3:30 Eastern Time or 12:30 Pacific. Please insert other time zones in the middle in there. Her book for free from Amazon.com. I'm excited to have with me Sade Wayadu, and she's going to talk to us about her exciting new book, You Are Enough, the branding guide for accelerating your expertise and your profit. Now, for those of you who are questioning, do I want to be an expert and do I need more money? I think the answer for all of you is absolutely, you know you do. But we're going to help you understand why. So join me in welcoming Sade Wayadu. Hi, Sade.
How are you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing great. Thanks for joining us here today. Talk to us about you just a little bit. Tell everybody, you know, how you got to this point in your life.
Hello, everyone. My name is Shade Wayadu, and I'm a personal brand strategist for women entrepreneurs, and I help them create clear and confident brands that profit online. And how I got through this, I originally was an educator. My background, all of my degrees are in education. And there was this numbing, thawing, something pushing, driving force that was saying, you need to be an entrepreneur. And I didn't know exactly how to get there. I was very nervous. I was always leaning on my educational experience and saying, how can I be an entrepreneur? And I needed to brand myself as something new, and I needed to kind of get out of education and rebrand myself as a branding strategist and a branding expert. And through that process, and it was a frustrating process, I developed this system of establishing yourself as an expert in an accelerated manner.
So, branding strategist. Most of us should know what that is, but there are some people that really, really fight branding. I know we've both ran into it. Explain to us, what does it mean to be a branding strategist?
A branding strategist is a person that helps you develop a way for people to see you and help you gain visibility and actually be heard and be paid. Branding is really about positioning yourself in the marketplace as the go-to person for X or the go-to person for Y or Z. And the branding is really that crafting and molding of putting you out there so that you can truly be seen and paid.
So let's talk about that one. I know that the two biggest words that I hear people fight against is the word expert and profit. Those seem to be the two things that people are like, well, no, I don't want to be seen as an expert. I don't want to make people think that I'm in this for a profit. Talk directly to people about that. What does it mean to be an expert?
An expert is someone who truly has positioned themselves as a knowledge base and a knowledge source of information about a particular topic or field. That's what it is. They've positioned themselves. And to be quite honest, a lot of experts don't necessarily feel that they are experts. However, their positioning and their branding has catapulted them as an expert in a field. And I know a lot of people shy away from it, but in actuality, if you want to be seen and recognized and heard in your field, you need to position yourself as an expert, because people pay attention to experts. They're recognizable, and people will pay money and pay more money for experts. You don't want to go to someone who's just a general specialist. You want to go to someone who specifically can help you with your ailment, your problem. So you look for experts. And also, if you're talking about just social media, if you're Googling a problem that you have, the people who come up in the Google search are the experts. Those are going to be some of the first people that show up, because they have positioned themselves, they've talked enough about a topic or an issue that they come up first, and they're going to be easily seen. And you're more than likely to look at someone who's on the first page of Google versus the 14th page of Google. And it's all about positioning themselves as an expert. And as far as profits are concerned, if you are running a business, if you're an entrepreneur, it's extremely important. It is mandatory to be profitable. That is a part of the process. And it's not okay to just put yourself out there and not want to be profitable if you are an entrepreneur, because your life is expensive. The things that you need to do cost money. So in order to afford your life, you have to think about profits, and it will be a disservice to you and your business if you don't think about how to be profitable.
I like that. I love that you said ultimately being an expert is about being seen. What does it mean for us to be able to be seen?
Being seen is so important, especially in an information-driven society. There's so much information. Information is at the click of your phone, your computer. We have information overload. We're in a tech-savvy society that is information driven and we have so much information. Experts help us sift through the information. They just give us a streamlined process so that we don't have to spend hours and hours on Google looking at tons and tons of videos on YouTube. They've put everything together in a nice package that makes it easier for us. An expert, if we compare it to kitchen utensils, an expert will be the microwave. Makes it quicker, faster, we understand it, we get the food quicker. And going through all that information of Google would be, or not positioning yourself as an expert would be like the oven. It takes longer to be found. You can still be found, but it's going to take longer. You're going to have to be more patient. But if you're looking to expedite and accelerate the process, because you can accelerate it, you need to position yourself as an expert and really put yourself out there as a go-to person in your field.
So give me the big why. Why do I want to be seen?
Why do you want to be seen? It's really not about you. And that's what I realized. Being seen, I could have been totally okay with just being an educator. I was doing a great job. I was an award-winning educator. I could have been okay with that. But I knew that there was a purpose and I had a drive to do something more, to help women entrepreneurs succeed in business. And I knew that my target audience, one of the things that they were suffering from was not feeling good about themselves, that lack of confidence. And I really knew that I needed to help them become successful. Because if they were successful in their businesses, then that meant that they could take care of their families. That meant that their bills would be paid. That meant that their lives would be better. So I knew that positioning myself as an expert, putting myself out there, was helping me become a catalyst for change and being a server and a servant to people who really needed me. There's so many people out there that need you, not even just want you. They need you, and I say this all of the time. They're Googling you. They're crying. They cannot sleep at night because you solve a problem that they need to be solved immediately, but because you are afraid to put yourself out there, their problem is not solved. They're still having sleepless nights. They're still having problems with their family. They're still having problems with their finances because you have felt like you don't want to do it. They feel like they can't do it. And knowing that my calling and my purpose is really to be a catalyst for change and to help people, I'm more drawn to my calling than worrying about, you know, being nervous of putting myself out there.
I like that. I think, and you really bring it out in your book. It's very easy, especially for women entrepreneurs, to want to hide. It's kind of sometimes I think in some of our natures to stay in the shadows, to not, want the spotlight on us. But I think it's so important what you said, that if we're finding ourselves hiding from the light, to remember that our message is a message that somebody else needs, that it was never about you, that it's about the people that we're here to serve.
Exactly. Your message is so powerful. A lot of times we're nervous and scared to share about the struggles that we've had in our lives because we're embarrassed about it. We're big on our brand and what we're our perception that we're putting out there, that we're so afraid to share authentically about what we've gone through. But in actuality, sharing that humanistic part of ourselves, sharing what we've gone through, the struggles, and some of that's in the book, some of the struggles I've had because I was not an expert and because I was not confident about being an expert, it caused me struggles in my life. And I know that through those struggles, this will be a blessing to someone and help them get to a breakthrough in their business and have a breakthrough in their brand because now they have the steps that are necessary to be successful in business. They have the steps that are necessary to putting themselves out there as an expert and positioning themselves as an authority figure. And it's okay for women, it's okay for us to be an authority figure in our field. It's totally okay because, like the book's title, you are enough. You know enough. you have what it takes to be successful.
I like that. I like that a lot. So you told us you started out as an educator, so let's be good teachers. Let's leave people with just one thing. I know in your book you have five things that a person can do very easily every day to up their, accelerate their expertise. But what's just one thing that somebody could do? They could, you know, end this recording right now and they could go out and do it right now. What could a person do?
One thing that you can do today is to contribute to the online conversation. There are so many people talking about your particular field, whether you're in health, you're in fashion, you're in wellness, you're in fitness, whatever you do, there's someone else out there discussing your topic and issue. Contribute to that online conversation. Tweet back your response. Write a Facebook post or a blog post about it. Just put yourself out there in the online space and just contribute. Be a contributor. Start out as a servant of your field and let people know that you're there. And by virtue of contributing, you're telling people loud and clear, I'm here. I have arrived. My opinion matters. I want to be seen. I no longer want to be invisible. I'm not going to hide in the shadows. I'm going to come to the light. And just putting yourself out there, whether it's just that small tweet of saying something that relates to your field or that small post, a paragraph, just saying that you exist is extremely powerful, and it's putting you on the pathway to profitability and expediting your expertise.
That's awesome. Sade Wayadu, her book is called You Are Enough, The Branding Guide for Accelerating Your Expertise and Profit. I encourage you to check it out on Amazon. This is an awesome book. I've heard it. I've seen it. I know about it. This is great stuff. Check out Sade Wayadu. For those of you who are wondering how to spell that, it's Sade Wayadu. You Are Enough, The Branding Guide for Accelerating Your Expertise and Profit. Thanks so much, Sade, for spending some time with us here today. We are so excited to just see your book blow up and help so many people. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Told you were going to be excited and you were going to enjoy that. How many of you know now that you are enough and you're ready to go out and brand your company to be visible and to be an expert like you've never been before? No matter what level your business is at, there's always higher, there's always greater, there's always more. Because no matter what opportunity is in front of you, no matter what challenge is in front of you, no matter what place you're at in your business or what you're doing with your day-to-day, there is more and you are enough. So I just hope that every single one of you will run, not walk out, to Amazon and get Sade's book, You Are Enough, The Branding Guide for Accelerating Your Expertise. Now, when we come back, we're going to introduce to you another one of our exciting authors. But in the meantime, go out and share with somebody that they need to pick up Sade's book on Monday at 12:30 Pacific. You Are Enough, The Branding Guide for Accelerating Your Expertise by Sade Wayadu, Sade Wayadu. That's The Branding Guide for Accelerating Your Expertise. The book, You Are Enough. We'll be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Well, you'll be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people. Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Today we are showcasing, we are highlighting, we are celebrating the first batch of our best-selling authors as they get ready to release their book out onto Amazon and make them bestsellers. And you know what? You can help. No matter when you're listening to this, I encourage you to go out to Amazon.com and check out the books that we're highlighting here in this show. I hope that from the last segment, listening to Sade, that you now know that you are enough and you've gotten some really great tips, some good insight in how to better brand yourself. Next, we're going to jump into something that is going to rock your socks. I got to tell you honestly, folks, I couldn't make it through the intro on this book without tears coming to my eyes. This lady is going to change how you look at your day-to-day life, because you're going to find that it's always important to be grateful for today, because tomorrow is a promissory note. Yesterday is an already canceled spent check, and today is the only legal tender that we have. With that said, I encourage you, get a pen and paper and get ready to take some great notes as you prepare yourself to listen to this incredibly powerful woman. I have here with me Dr. Missy, and she is going to share with us from her amazing book, No Longer Silent. Join me in welcoming Dr. Missy. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Steve. How are you? I am excited to join you, and this is a wonderful opportunity and a wonderful day, and I do not take this platform lightly.
Well, we're just so glad that you're here. I mean, this book is amazing. I got to tell people right up front, I literally could not get through the introduction, the dedication of this book before I was already in tears. Your story is so powerful and so impactful. And we don't want to give away all of it, but just share with people a little bit about the journey that's taken you to this point in your life.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the book, No Longer Silent, Learning How to Amplify Your Soul Song. It's so many variables to this book, but just in a short little snippet, basically what No Longer Silent means, that everyone has a message. Your message needs to be heard to the world, and the world is waiting on you. And a lot of times we allow self-sabotage. A lot of times we allow our mindset. A lot of times we just not clear about our message, so we stay silent. But in this book, you find out how to no longer be silent and how to rise your soul song.
So tell people just a little bit about your journey. I mean, I know that you have been through some major calamities in the not that distant past. Tell them a little bit about what you've come through.
Yes, as of late, Steve, like you said, I have had some calamities. But what I really want to say is that my life has not been a fairy tale. But when people look at me, I look like the fairy tale princess. But I can tell you, it has not been a fairy tale. Because a lot of times people look at you glistening on the outside and they see your glory, but they don't know your story. Or they see your fruit, but they don't know your root. And as of late, 2015, I am the survivor of a toxic shock that affected my body, where I was in a coma and everyone around me gave up on me, but people were still rooting and praying for me. And I came out. And when I came out, I tell you, it was like a embodied experience that I would no longer be silent, that I will go out and show women how to amplify their song. I will go out and show people that there is a mega message in their mouth and that the world is waiting on them. When the doctors gave up on me, my family, they just could not bear it. They just didn't know from the toxic shock that affected my body. But God, he brought me out. And I promised God that I will no longer be silent.
And I love that, because you talk about in the preface of your book that, you know, God laid on your heart, what I want you to do in your recuperation time is sit down and write this book. And here you are dealing with the pain and the after effects of surgery, and you're just pouring out your soul to people. And you have some amazing things to say to people about, you know, shining who they are, sharing their message, being themselves, because the world needs them.
Absolutely. The world absolutely needs you. You know, what happened with me, you know, you say Dr. Missy, but what I want to say is that people could just call me Missy. They look at all of these letters in front of my name. They look at all of these letters behind my name, but what I would tell you, that it cost me something. And it cost me something that you could never tell me, that the price that I would have to pay. When I work with people and when I'm dealing with myself, it's very important to learn how to be authentic, because people can see through you very, very clearly. They can see if you're serious. They can see if you're authentic. They can see if you are real. They know that you have a message. And a lot of times we don't want to express our message because we don't have clarity of vision. But what happens when you decide that you want to express your message and you need help with your message, that I am the person to work with you to do that. Because it took me over 20 years to get clarity on my message. Yes, I went to school. You put a book in front of me. You give me a syllabus. I can do the work. But when you start talking about the inner soul search, that's where I found my difficulty.
How many of you out there right now are identifying that there can be so many things in your life that appear to the outside world that they're going right, and or even that are going right? You know, you're getting the degrees, you're getting the raises at work, but inside you're not really shining and being who you are made to be.
Absolutely, Steve. My soul, I have to keep on saying my soul was crying out. I went to so many personal development. I traveled from international to national, from New York to California, going to this person, going to this mastermind, getting on these webinars, doing this and doing that, because I wanted someone to give me the answer that I was looking for. But guess what? I wasn't even asking the right questions, because on the inside of me, I was so confused. I was so complex, because every time I went to somebody, I picked up a little bit who they were and forgot who I was. But when I sat down and I said, you know what, let me start taking all of these personal development classes, these webinars, let me start writing down what I'm feeling. And at first, it was even hard to write down, because I didn't even want to admit to my inner conscious that I was even going through something so deep. But when I started writing and I started pouring my heart out, I found out that it was already in me. Just like that person that's listening to me, your message is already in you. You already have it. You just need to have a safe place for no judgment, for nobody to say you're not good enough, for somebody to say that your voice doesn't matter. You just need to have a safe place, and you are the safe place.
And I think there's two groups of people that this is appealing to. There's the one group of people that, you know, they're hiding in plain sight. They are out there succeeding, doing it in the world, you know, and everybody looking on them thinks they've got it all together. But inside, they know that they're really hiding the true inner part of who they are. And I think the other group of the people are the people who they know who they should be, and they're just hiding.
Absolutely. And Steve, I would say that you hit it on the nose, you know. I think I was a part of Group A, and I think I was a part of Group B, because I had everything going on to the outside world. I had it going on. I had the successes, but I also had the failure, but I was hiding. But then when I came to the point where I said I don't want to hide anymore, then I stepped into Group B, where I didn't want anyone to know that I was hiding. I don't want anybody to know that I wasn't a success. One example that I can give you is that, for me, I ran for a political seat in the town where I live at. And I also, like, you know, kind of politically involved. I like community activists and things like that. So someone said, you know, why don't you go up for this position? So I said, okay. So I did, you know, my research and everything, and I put my name on the ballot. And do you know that I lost by 250 votes? And the reason why I lost is only because I had a fear of success. I was hiding.
And I think that message really resonates with some people, because often we speak messages of a fear of failure. And there are people out there that are like, I don't know, I'm not afraid of failure. I'm succeeding greatly. And yet what they really are afraid of is what really succeeding at what they're uniquely brilliant would do in their life.
I absolutely agree. And that's where I was headed. Because I said, if I win this thing, I mean, this came on like two nights before, and I had my team rooting for me. They said, you're going to win, you're going to win. I mean, I even made the other people running against me nervous. But I stopped. Because I knew I was going to win. But what do you do when you win? You have people looking at you. You have people judging you. Then I get back into those silent partners of limiting beliefs. I'm not good enough. I said, I don't want that. I wasn't ready to come out yet.
I just really, really appreciate your genuineness and your openness, because what I'm finding is that it's the very things that we want to hide from the world, that we hope nobody sees, that are the things that end up being everybody else's breakthrough.
Absolutely. You know, when you talk about a breakthrough, you know, I have to go back to, you know, just 6 months ago. You know, right now, I have my hearing, I have my ears, I have my mouth, I have my sight. And some people may take that for granted, but I don't take for granted, because just a few months ago, my eyes wasn't open. I couldn't hear anything. I didn't even know I was even in this world. So I don't take that for granted. And when I came out of that situation, and then I had to go back and see my doctor, you know, there's some things that happen again. And I prayed. And that's the other thing I have to say, Steve. I come from a Christian background, and I really did not want to mix marketplace and ministry. I promise you, I didn't want to do that, because in my experience with the ministry, it wasn't a safe place for me. So I didn't want to mix the marketplace and the ministry. But now, hindsight being 2020, it was all a part of the lesson. It was all a part of the journey. Because now I wouldn't take the marketplace and ministry. I'm just so thankful for it that I had the hindsight. So when I see my doctor and they said some things were going on and they want to do some other things, I said, God, my arms are too short to box with you. Whatever you want me to do, I will do. Wherever you will have me to go, I will go. And whatever you have me to say, I will say. I might not know the correct articulation. I might not know the exact words to say. But if you lead me, I will follow.
Hmm. And that is the birth of being no longer silent. And if you think, if you're just even a tiny bit inspired by just this little conversation Dr. Missy and I had here, I encourage you to go to Amazon.com, check out No Longer Silent by Dr. Missy Johnson. This is a book I guarantee you, you want to have some Kleenexes next to you. There is some great insights and some tearful moments in there. This book will change your life. It's No Longer Silent by Dr. Missy Johnson. Missy, thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show with us today.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. I am no longer silent. And when I step on any platform, I promise you that I do not take it lightly, because that means I have one more opportunity to touch somebody else's soul, to inspire them, to uplift them, and tell them that they are unstoppable, and that the message, the world is waiting you, and that there's a mega message in your mouth.
Hmm. And with that, I encourage everybody to be no longer silent, to check out the book No Longer Silent, and to find other ways that you too can work with Dr. Missy Johnson. I really appreciate the time. Thank you again for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur. Now, I know that you want to get a hold of that book, too, and you're saying, Steve, where can I get Dr. Missy's book? you can get your copy of No Longer Silent again for free on Amazon on Tuesday at 3:30 Pacific, which is 6:30 Eastern. You can go to Amazon.com and look up Dr. Missy and her book, No Longer Silent, and get your copy right now today. I really, really do hope you'll do that. And in the meantime, take a listen to these messages and share with your friends what you just learned from No Longer Silent. We will be right back on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
Are you ready to be a celebrity expert in your field? Are you your own best-kept secret? Do you have talents you want to share with the world? Are you ready to be seen as an authority? Do you have a message you need to share with the world? You know to your core you can help people if you could just reach them. Kathy and I want to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. Are you ready for this? How would you like to be recognized on top media outlets? What would becoming an Amazon bestseller do for your business? How many people could you inspire? And it doesn't take a lifetime. It doesn't take years. It doesn't take months. In fact, in just 60 minutes, you will become a celebrity expert in your field. In 30 days, you will be a best-selling author, and you will be seen on NBC, CBS, ABC, CNN, Fox, and the Wall Street Journal. How does this work? Will you be interviewed on our show, Thriving Entrepreneur, which will then be broadcast on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, and many others, as well as promoted to a network that has a database of over 500,000 people? Your expert interview will be published in your very own book, which is guaranteed to hit best-selling author status on Amazon. Your name and the book title will appear in major media outlets, including ABC, NBC, Fox, CNN. We can guarantee that. Plus, as a bonus, you'll get a custom social media package to promote your book and an MP3 of your interview with 5 key tips on how you can repurpose the content for marketing and sales. Don't be the best kept secret. Get ready to play an A game and be the authority in your field. Go to wehelpyouthrive.com and click on the authority package to get yours today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I hope you're ready because we've got one more great book to introduce to you today. Another person who is going to help you live a thriving life, both as a thriving entrepreneur as well as a person who is thriving in their life and thriving in their business. So with that said, let's listen to our third interview. And I'm here with Dr. Carol Parker Walsh, and we are talking about her amazing new book, The Second Act, Styling You from the Inside Out. Carol is going to share with us today some great tips about having your insides be awesome and your outsides look great. How does that sound to you? All right, so join me in welcoming Dr. Carol Parker Walsh. Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, well, thanks for being on the show. I'm really excited about your book, you know, because I think that it really does a great job of making fashion make sense for a group of people who have gotten to a place where they've kind of given up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to read this book because I think that anybody that isn't still 21 years old and in the prime of their, you know, sexiness, if you will, needs this spark of electricity that I find from in this book. So tell us just a little bit, kick us off. Tell us just a little bit about who you are and what got you to this point.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I have always been surrounded by fashion, love fashion, but you know, through my life's journeys, I have learned that it's not just about what you put on your body, but definitely who you are on the inside that really matters. I mean, true fashion and style is what comes from the inside out, if you will. And so through my life's experience, I was an attorney for 10 years, and later on an academic dean after I got my PhD, a professor and dean. But I've always loved fashion. I always was attuned to it as a kid through my mom and through my life's journey. But, you know, through some processes and trials and things that I went through in my life, I realized that it's definitely not about external things. It's about what's on the inside. And when you get a handle on that and understand that and embrace that and celebrate that, then everything that you are able to put on your body and choose for your body will be a reflection of that. It'll be an empowering, enlightening, and encouraging experience, not only in your life, but as you move forward to get the things that you want out of life as well.
That's really important too, because I think that often we lose that journey. You know what I mean? We are going so well in life, and then we just kind of, I don't know, we become parents and we die a little bit inside.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's a saying that, you know, you plan and life happens, right? And, you know, as you get older and you become married, you become a wife, you become a mother, you kind of lose a sense of who you are because everything around you appears and seems to take precedent over you. And it's really easy to kind of get lost in the mire, if you will, of that process. And for me, you know, once I became a wife and a mother and then actually later on became a single mother from my divorce, you know, I found myself really in a haze, if you will, a mist, you know, not knowing where to go, where I was, or what to do next.
So styling you from the inside out, talk to us a little bit about that. What do you mean by the concept of styling me from the inside out?
Yeah, what it means is that what we first have to do is to get in touch with our authentic self, to begin a discovery process of learning what are the things that really bring you joy, what are your passions, what are the things that make you happy, that you've always loved, and the things that you want to have and the things that you want to bring into your life that encourage you and empower and uplift you. And when you realize those things, and in truth, all of that has an energy, and those things translate to fabrics and colors and patterns and styles and things of that nature. And the things that you place on your body, which is the most intimate environment, really have a huge impact on not only how you live your life, but what you bring into your life. So when you get in touch with who you really are, and we can translate that into your own fashion language, then you're able to dress in a way that not only reflects who that internal person is, but it brings that out on the outside so that's best perceived and taken up in the world. So, you know, kind of like the law of attraction, you put that out there and then you'll be surprised about all the wonderful things that come into your life because that's what you're reflecting. You know, if you place on your intimate internal environment things that are depressing and drab and uninspiring, well, you're going to have into your life drab, depressing, and uninspiring things. But if you place the things on your body that reflect, you know, a joy and a peace and an excitement, then those are the type of things that you're going to get. And so that's what we're talking about, is really getting in tune with who you are to develop your authentic style, and then to dress that person, the inside out.
I like that. So, and it was such an epiphany for me with the book, because I think often we don't really think about the clothes we put on ourselves. Or at least we don't think we are. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
You know, we just throw something on and it's like, well, yeah, I just threw this on. And yet it really does reflect what we're thinking or feeling on the inside.
Absolutely. It absolutely does. I mean, you think about everything else that we put time and attention to. I mean, for a lot of people, we put more time and attention into, you know, what we eat, what car we choose to drive, what color paint we even paint our homes. You know, we think through those things. But none of those things are as intimate to the things that we actually put on our body and that really impact us. And, you know, what I'm trying to share is that we have to be mindful of that, because we move through the world, not all those other kind of extraneous things that we may touch or come upon. It's us. And so by surrounding ourselves constantly with the things that really make us feel wonderful and fabulous, that really resonates with who we are, and really being thoughtful about that makes a huge difference. If we just haphazardly throw whatever that we come across on our body, you know, you'll notice that you'll go through the day and you'll be fidgeting, or you'll be uncomfortable, you'll wonder why something doesn't work, and, you know, you'll be out in a situation and you may not feel quite your best. And so if you think about that beforehand, and the first thing you do in the morning is greet yourself with a closet full of things that resonate with you and who you are, then it's just a matter of choosing, okay, what do I want to get from the world today? How do I want to present? Which part of myself do I want to present to the world today? And then the choices become much easier. And it's not so haphazard, and it's not, oh, I can't pick anything, so let me just grab this. It's something very thoughtful and very purposeful and mindful.
I like that. So talk for a second to the person who has convinced themselves, and we all do it. You know, we have that phrase, I'm just a, you know, and it's funny because whether it's I'm just a single parent or I'm just a doctor, you know, we all use it. What do you say to that person who is hiding behind that I'm just a phrase and not really embracing themselves inside or outside?
Yeah, you know, this process is definitely a journey. And, you know, there is, you know, we all have to embark upon it. And we all have to make the decision, as with anything in life, that this is the opportunity for me to be more than just a, you know, mom or doctor or this, that, and the other, but to really understand who that person is behind that title or that role. And, you know, when we go into an airplane and the flight attendant tells us when the air masks come down to put it on ourselves before we put it on the person next to us, that right there is an indicator that what's most important is you, and to figure out, you know, to make sure that you take care of yourself. And to do that is to understand yourself before anything else. So it's not about a role that you carry, but it's the person within the role and understanding who that is, so you can actually play that role or fulfill that role in a better manner. So, you know, we're not just what we do. We're so much more than that. And when we get in touch with that, honestly, it gets reflected in so many ways, and in no better way does it get reflected than how we take care of ourselves and what we place on our body. So it's a journey to figure those things out, and not everyone is ready for the journey. Not everyone's ready to embark upon it, but I definitely would ask and suggest and say that it's one of the most important things you could possibly ever do for yourself.
I agree completely. So as an academic dean, I know that that means that you have embraced the concept of being a good teacher And so we want to be able to leave people with something that they can do right now. What would be the number one thing that a person could do, you know, even today or at least this week, to really begin to style themselves from the inside out?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the first thing is to, when you kind of get a sense of what really resonates with you, you know, what are the things, you know, what colors do you like? What colors have you always liked as you've grown up? Are you someone who loves stripes or florals or, you know, leopard print or something, you know, like that? Or are you a person that likes really monochromatic colors, you know, very light pastel-y colors or something more vibrant? And, you know, really take some time to think through that. And then as you consider those things, then go back into your closet. That'd be the next step. And take a look at what's there. And ask yourself, is it reflecting the things that you really, truly, internally love? And if it doesn't, if it's not you, then it needs to go. If you put it on your body and it just doesn't feel right, and I don't mean if it looks right, but if it doesn't feel right, then it needs to go. And then you need to look at your lifestyle and see if it's making sense. You know, if you are, you know, a soccer mom or if you go to a corporate job every day, is your wardrobe reflecting, you know, the things that you do day in and day out within your lifestyle? And then from there, you need to take out what doesn't work, keep what's working and what fits and what looks fabulous on you, because that's important as well. And then you figure out what you need next. And then at that point, you need to just fill in some of the basics that maybe you're missing from your closet. So those are four things, actually, that you can do that would really help you even today, that you can start to go home and consider about.
That's awesome. This is Dr. Carol Parker Walsh, and she's talking to us about her book, The Second Act, Styling You from the Inside Out. This is an amazing book. You all really want to read it. And Carol, I just really appreciate you taking the time to share with us just a little bit of how we can really embrace who we are and be the best us from the inside and then reflect that on the outside.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate sharing.
Again, that's Dr. Carol Parker Walsh, The Second Act, Styling You from the Inside Out. Check for it on Amazon. It is going to just explode the world and help you really be able to live the best you, both on the inside and the out. So there you have it, three amazing books that will help change your life and your business. You Are Enough by Shade Wayadu, No Longer Silent by Dr. Missy, and what we just heard, The Second Act, Styling You from the Inside Out by Dr. Carol Parker Walsh. Each one of these books is geared at a specific part of your life to help you live and thrive every minute of every day of your life. And if you'd like to be the next person who has and is a bestseller, we want to help you. And all you have to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com/authority. Fill out the little form at the bottom and tell us, hey, I want to be a bestseller. We will gladly help you be a bestseller. And I want to give you a little secret that all of these ladies have learned. You can do your bestseller with a book you've already written, or we can help you do it without writing a word at all. Either way you want to do it, we want to take you to a bestseller status. We want you to be seen on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. You've heard the commercial, but it's more than just a canned message that Kathy and I want to share with you. Because remember, we really, truly do believe this. Remember, you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. The world needs for you to fulfill the purpose that you were created and put on this planet for. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. I want you to check out the books, and I want you to come back again so that we can pour more great information into you. Until we meet with you next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.